Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Tuesday morning, and second Tuesday of the month means we're talking Riley County issues, and we've got three different guests joining us here this hour. I'll introduce them here. Riley County Commissioner John Ford is our featured guest here this morning. Good morning, Commissioner Ford.
Good morning. Pleasure to be on once again.
Yeah, glad to have you. And we'll also be talking with Amanda Smeller, who is the new Planning and Development Director. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're going to start things off here with Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer Julie Gibbs, who joins us kind of last moment. We really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Sure, Brandon. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we've got some news here this morning in from the CDC and the FDA about a pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. And I know that Riley County has been administering some of those here the last couple days. Friday and Monday, there were a couple of clinics held. And first of all, the news here of the pause came as a little bit of a surprise, I think, to many here at the national level. And the health department has a statement, and I know you want to probably talk about that first.
Sure. So first of all, numbers. We have administered 1,353 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine so far here in Riley County, and that is between Lafine Health Center, our homebound individuals, and mobile clinics. To the best of our knowledge, no one who received a Johnson & Johnson vaccine from Riley County has had any issues with blood clots or other serious side effects. I just texted Bob Koppel at the hospital to verify, and he did verify from his staff that no one has been admitted to the hospital with blood clots who had received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now, we will continue to monitor the situation and follow the guidance as issued by KDHE and the federal government. We currently do not have any clinics scheduled in which the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be administered, so we are pausing that administration. Please note that the majority of our vaccines have been the Moderna vaccine, and that's been the majority of our clinics so far. Also, I just wanted to let our listeners know that these findings are new and much more research needs to be done before concluding that all six of those cases are in fact side effects from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Also, please keep in mind that while it's horrible that anyone experiences blood clots, this is out of 6.8 million vaccines administered. So it is a very rare side effect, if any. However, for the time being, we are following KDHE and CDC guidance to pause the administration of this vaccine.
All right. So my question is, what happens to the vaccines you have in stock then? Do they get shipped back, or how's that work?
We have yet to hear from KDHE on that. They'll be meeting later today to let us know the guidance on that.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, and obviously we haven't heard anything on the Moderna vaccine. That's been going smoothly and not really any issues there.
Right. No issues there.
Okay. Well, this is obviously a surprising new thing here that came about this morning. As far as you know, future clinics, you mentioned that those are on pause here. As far as administering the Moderna vaccine, how is that process going at this point?
Going very well. So far, we have moved our first doses over to the health department. So Mondays through Wednesdays, we'll be over at the FCRC lower level parking lot to administer those outside. And so far, that process has been working very smoothly. We had a good day yesterday and the sun's out today. And so we'll hopefully have another great day today and tomorrow. We will be doing boosters out at Potter Hall on Thursday of this week. So we'll still do our big booster clinics at Potter Hall through the first week of May.
All right. Very good. Well, as far as COVID testing, is that still going on here in Riley County?
Yes, we still have testing going on here. Some doctor's offices are still doing it. We're still administering testing here for those who have symptoms. So if you are experiencing any symptoms, please call your healthcare provider or you can call our screening line. It is available on the weekdays from 8 a.m. until noon. And that number is 785-323-6400. And we can get you in to get a rapid test if you have symptoms here at the health department. We also have Well Health available. They're doing the saliva-based free tests for asymptomatic or symptomatic individuals. And they are available Monday through Saturdays, 9 until 5:30.
Okay, very good. I don't know if I have any other questions here besides that. You know, obviously this is a fluid case here. We just learned about it a couple of hours ago, so I know we're going to get a lot more information probably here in the coming days, and we'll just kind of watch the health department reports here that come out. Are you doing those weekly now?
We are. Every Wednesday morning, we are releasing those numbers and any other important information, but we can release other information as needed.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Julie, is there anything else you wanted to say here this morning besides that?
Just want to remind people that if you haven't yet gotten your vaccine, please request one online. You can do that through our website, RileyCountyKS.gov. It's a very easy process. You just have to fill out some information, but you can schedule yourself to get your, based on your availability, to be able to schedule yourself for that vaccine. So please go ahead and do that if you haven't already received your vaccine.
All right. Yep, absolutely. Julie, we appreciate the time this morning, and we'll take a break, and we'll come back and continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.